the Gospel of Luke chapter 18. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cried day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Brothers and sisters, this parable is given to this end, to this intent, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. The word faint there has to do with losing heart, to lose awareness. We've learned from the scripture that the Bible definition for courage is alertness. Therefore, discouragement is to lose focus. Sometimes we can feel bad about a situation and think we're discouraged. But oh no, as long as you're focused on the hand and the cause and the call of God, you're not discouraged. And Jesus made this parable to encourage us not to lose courage, to not lose focus. And he says that there's a judge who feared not God, did not regard man, and the widow came to him asking for his intervention. She continued coming, and the judge responded, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Brothers and sisters, you don't trouble God when you continue to come to him. And you don't have to come to him as though he did not hear you the first time. But bring more scripture. Bring stronger faith. He tells us in the book of Isaiah to put him in remembrance. It doesn't mean that God forgets his word. It's a legal matter. He's telling us to bring him his word because it is upon the basis of his word that we have a right to expect him to bring to pass those petitions that we present to him. The unjust judge says, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And then listen to what the Lord says. Hear what the unjust judge saith. Brothers and sisters, I know you're glad as I am that our God is not an unjust judge. Abraham said he's the judge of all the earth. And he will do right. And Jesus said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? And listen to the words of Jesus as he answers the question. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Brothers and sisters, I tell you that he will. He will. He will avenge them. He will answer your prayer. He will minister to that area of need. He will avenge. He will defend. He will intervene. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Make sure that when the appointed time of the manifestation of deliverance and breakthrough come, that you're still standing in faith. I tell you that He will. He will. Thank God. He will. You ought to get that in your spirit. When the enemy, and he will come, when he comes and accuses you before God and accuses God before you and says God is not going to do anything about that situation, your praying is in vain. You need to speak to the enemy in the name of Jesus and quote his words, the Lord Jesus' words here, and tell the devil he will. He said in the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. My God, we give you praise.